Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we...
Once upon a time, in a land far, far away, there was a king, and he ordered for the best podcast in the land. He told all his greatest magicians, mages, squires, knights. He was like, all of you, come up with the best podcast ever. Alas, they could do all before though. No one could come up with anything good enough for the king. So he sent a mage, a mystic man to a distant land, Lagos, Nigeria, to find him the best podcast. And the mage searched and searched and searched until he came across a site called Culture Custodian in the year of our Lord 2017. Upon finding this site, he looked and he asked, he was like, could you please make me a podcast? And the knight who won this very, very, very illustrious site decided to come up with a podcast for him. They named it Millennial. And this is their story. Welcome. My name is Temitaya Erinde. This is Feikewa.
Yeah.
Maiwa is here.
Hi, guys.
There's Dara here.
That was beautiful, man.
That was such a lovely intro, right? You should like do bedtime stories. I don't know. Record your voice and sell them to people. I would pay for it, honestly.
No, but you have to vet stories because you can't just let this guy just freestyle.
I really thought that it was gonna go off or something, but it was beautiful. Very, very well.
Shout out to you.
Very well said.
Welcome
you are talented,
show.
My friend.
Oh, dude. Thank you. Thank you, milady. Now, this is the 29th millionth episode?
Yeah.
If my math is correct.
I mean, you're very correct.
Yeah.
It's a special episode.
Yeah, we're here to talk to you guys about love.
No.
Okay, fine. We're here to talk about the Grammys.
Yes.
So, yes. Grammys on Sunday.
Woo!
The biggest
Ooh.
Show.
Woo-hoo!
So excited.
Whoop.
James Corden is hosting.
Oh, okay. That should be good. That's good.
I'm still going to watch it, but...
I'm happy for him, Sha. Like, he's made
really
that progression.
Happy for
like,
him.
If you... Yeah. Like, from, like...
TV show.
Yeah, but even
no,
just
from films,
from
he's started
films
off
stuff
on
in England,
yeah, History then, Boys. Have you watched
Boys,
that movie?
I love that.
I love that film. And he was one of the breakout stars from that movie. Yeah. And he was on Broadway. Like he did the play.
He did the History Boys.
Yeah, on the,
him, Dominic Cooper.
Yeah,
and
look at all of them now.
They're like all massive stars.
Yeah.
Let's just. When the nominations came out, Beyonce had 9.
Yeah.
Drake, Rihanna, and Kanye had 8, and Chance had 7.
Easy.
Chance had 10. So those were like the main ones. So I think obviously we'll start this section, we're going to talk about the big four. So like,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, Chance is he's breaking records. It's the first time a gospel artist has been nominated for this many Grammys.
Oh.
So it's
gospel artist.
But it was basically like a
coloring book was lit.
That was
a beautiful album.
I guess we'll start with album of the year. So the nominees are 25 by Adele.
Lovely.
No.
Lemonade by Beyonce.
Okay.
I see that. Doesn't
mean. Purpose by Justin Bieber.
Hell in yeah.
Hell to the never.
Views from the Six by Aubrey Graham.
Nah. By Drake.
Z.
A Sailor's Guide to Earth by Stargirl Simpson.
That's a fucking great album.
It will actually surprise you that the last one is the one that will take the album of the year, to be honest. They always like fucking with people at the Grammys.
A Sailor's Guide to Earth by Stargirl Simpson.
Beck.
Yeah, like when that happened.
You know, because what tends to happen with this type of things, because like the voting blocks, because if you think about it, like Adele, Lemonade, Justin Bieber, Views, those are like the hip-hop, R&B pop blogs. So like if you split those, you just allow like Stargirl Simpson, who obviously are in their own lane, they just get all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think Adele will win.
You think she's going to win?
Yeah, I think Adele will win.
Fair enough. I would like Formation to or Beyonce's album to win. Sorry, nominate to win.
Don't worry.
I'm so tired. I think because Adele is like the biggest, probably one of the biggest Grammy darlings.
Yeah, if it's not Adele, it should be Beyonce.
Yeah, if not Adele, then
actually, Views, I think we're kind of not.
Views shouldn't be there.
Drake shouldn't win anything.
No, no, Views is there because it did like massive numbers, but I don't think as a body of work,
I don't think it deserves it either.
And still, I think this is the first time he's been nominated for Album of the Year.
Yeah, this is the first time he's been nominated for Album of the Year.
That's crazy. Good for him.
Yeah,
I feel like that nomination for Album of the Year is doper than a lot of Grammy wins. Like,
nomination,
best
right?
alternative album made in India in 2017.
Wins. Don't kill me. Best alternative.
Like, whatever Grammy Gallant is going to win is. I think he got nominated for best
Urban Contemporary. We'll reach that.
That's a great.
So our prediction for this category, is it like a joint?
Each one makes their own call. Who do you think? Beyonce?
Beyonce, man.
Beyonce!
I really want Beyonce, but I'm going to go with Adele because I know they love her at the Grammys. So.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Adele.
She's white.
So. Yeah, and she white.
She's white.
Yeah, she's 100% white.
Next, record of the year. This goes for, like, to the performing artists and, like, the producers, so it's more for like the production than anything. So Hello by Adele.
Okay.
Formation by Beyonce.
Oh.
7 Years by Lucas Graham.
That's a good song.
Get the fuck out of here.
Work. That's a great song. Do you know that song?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, every obvious one knows that song. That's one of the biggest pop songs.
Yeah, it's so fucking annoying. Yeah, like, it's so wise.
He's Norwegian.
Is he Norwegian or Danish?
The thing is, because you said it, the song is literally playing in my head, and I'm so annoyed.
Once I was seven years old.
Da-da-da-da. It's so annoying. Once it's out of my head.
Soon I'll be 50.
Work by Rihanna and Drake. And Stressed Out by 21 Pilots.
I think Work deserves the best.
You think Work deserves?
No, I'm dumb. I'm just saying the best, like, grinding song of.
Nigga, if it's not Formation, I don't want
Thingy. But
I think it'll be Hello or 7 Years.
I don't want 7 Years, you know. I don't want it.
I'm going to vote Beyonce for everything.
I don't know, because that's hard. Like, 7 Years was a really big, annoying ass song. So I feel like it might just take it. But I predict my heart is beating.
I'm actually going to go Adele. Like, if I had to.
You're going to go with Hello. To be honest, I think it will be Hello.
Hello from the other pie.
Okay, go on.
Song of the Year. So this one goes to the performing artists and the songwriters.
Okay.
Formation by, I'm not going to say their names, but Beyonce is the artist. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hello by Adele.
Mm-hmm.
I Took a Pill in Ibiza.
Lies, are you serious?
I hate that song.
Mike Posner. Love Yourself, Justin Bieber, written by Ed Sheeran. Yeah. Shout out to Ed Sheeran for that. And was it Record of the Year or Song of the Year last year for Thinking Out Loud?
Oh, so that was ago. Such
No, it was last year. It was last year.
Wow. I probably listened to it.
Thinking Out Loud.
His new
It actually has a billion views on YouTube. Thinking Out Loud.
Hurry
Are you just going to drop that song and not finish it? That's okay, fair enough. I guess that's all we get from Timmy Tyler.
That's all you get for free, mind you. Come to the concert.
Nah. So, wait. I have a call, but I don't decline it. But the guy's blocking me from looking at what I was looking at. So I need to wait for him to please stop calling.
Fair enough.
And then I'll continue.
Tap that shit twice on the side.
Oh.
Is it the lock button?
Too good.
Till I'm 17.
You're still. Fair enough.
Love Yourself, and 7 Years. I think Song of the Year, man. I really want Justin Bieber to win something, like one of the big four.
Why?
Because I think Love Yourself was like a
good song,
very good song. I can't
remember how it goes. Do you want to sing it? Oh, okay, yeah, I really like that song. Okay, yeah. And because it's a cheering, I would say it's go Justin Bieber. I will support you on that one.
But I think this one, I think it will be Formation or Hello.
Yeah, one of those two.
Probably Hello again. Which is crazy. By the way, I was thinking about this. Have you guys noticed, like, in terms of just comparison, Beyonce and Rihanna, Rihanna's singles are way better than Beyonce's singles.
Bullshit.
Of course.
I don't believe that. Fuck that. Fuck you guys. Fuck this. I'm leaving this
whole thing. Really?
I'm
let's go song for song. Say one song. I'll say one song.
I'm squinting
in terms
my
of
eyes.
Singles.
Yeah.
Singles. Give me a single my fucking eyes.
Work.
The first time I
heard, but Work was bigger than Formation.
I thought it was
trash.
But Work was bigger than
Formation.
Okay,
fine. Crazy in Love. Let's do this shit.
You want to go back? Umbrella.
Umbrella was such a shit song.
No, but it was. I'm talking about singles.
Okay,
like,
okay, yeah, fair enough. What about I'm talking about,
or is it,
lyrics?
You
or
guys
like,
want to be
shit.
Like Girl Who Runs the World and compare that with same person?
If we're gonna do Girl Who Runs the World,
no, like that is a shit single.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, it is a shit song in terms of lyrics or whatever. But every other Rihanna song is pretty.
Nah, I think Rihanna is probably the best singles artist of our generation.
What the fuck is wrong? Why would you say that?
She is. Who is better?
Because he really likes.
No, this goes beyond that. Like, there's every Rihanna single, like, it's probably the thing people used to hold against her now. Like, no one ever listened to her albums, but you knew the songs. Like, you couldn't get away from them.
True.
Like, they're always everywhere. Like, you know them. Like, I think in terms of Beyonce singles, I think they kind of age. I mean, okay, there was Drunk in Love, but that was like, I mean, I don't know.
I think it's just hype that promotes Beyonce, man. But you should kill me, I beg, but like...
No, true.
Oh, so true. What did you guys think? What did you guys say? Because I don't remember now.
For what? I predicted?
For Song of the Year.
I said... Well, I want Formation or Adele to win, but...
I'm looking at the list of best-selling singles, and I think we're just going to notice that Pharrell has dominated this list.
Are you
really?
Serious?
Happy is the number one best-selling single.
Of all time?
Of the
2010s. Okay.
Followed by Bloodlines, followed by Someone Like You, followed by Uptown Funk, Moves Like Jagger, somebody that I used to know, that Kimbra, Guerrera song, Gautier song, and then there's Wake Me Up, We Eventually Get Lucky, Pharrell Again, We Found Love, Call Me Maybe, Just the Way You Are with Bruno Mars. Then it's just a bunch of random shit. Eminem, Jesse J, blah, 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 blah.
Only Girl.
Dude, Rihanna shows up once with Only Girl in the World. And before that...
I saw you said a Rihanna song. Yeah, you said Rihanna We Found Love.
Oh, yeah, We Found Love.
Yeah.
We Found Love.
Oh, that was such a Rihanna song. Fair enough, to be honest.
Jesus. That's crazy.
It's for the whites. Anyway, continue.
Best New Artist... Kelsey, Ballerini, The Chainsmokers, Chance the Rapper, Maren Morris, Anderson .Paak.
What? They put Chance and Anderson together? Oh, God. I actually can't pick.
I think Chance.
Chance.
You know winning Best New Artist is almost like...
Who is the white guy?
No, not even that. It's almost like... I don't want to say like a curse, but like... Is the guys like if the years that people win it, like the guys that lose it tend to be bigger than the person that wins it.
If Chance wins it, he will be big in.
Like check the like the. I think. Wait, check it. Check the history of like best new artists.
Yeah, I'm doing that. I mean, okay. So best new artist in 2014 was Macklemore and Ryan Lewis. 2015, Sam Smith.
Oh, fair enough.
2006, Megan Trainor.
That's true.
Look at who were the people that got bitten. There was the yes. Who was it that beat Justin Bieber?
Well, it was probably Sam Smith.
No, it wasn't Sam Smith.
Megan Trainor is good though. There's no one here that's bigger than her right now.
Continue.
Who was
there? Same with Sam Smith.
I think Nicki and Justin Bieber were in the same year, and some random.
Fuck Macklemore. Honestly.
I like Macklemore.
I don't like
fuck
him.
Well, he's woke as fuck. He can rap.
I actually think he's fake woke.
I don't think he's fake.
I actually think he does it for the points.
He's almost Taylor Swift-esque.
Macklemore, thank you.
You know, in America...
I don't believe
in America, not being woke, like, just being like a normal guy. In fact, being like fucking conservative increases your brand. Because America is a massive country. And
no, but for Macklemore, it works because he's already regarded as, like, my guy, you just came, white guy, can't, like, he just came in, like, pop rap,
yeah.
And blue, and obviously, like, him being woke just enables him,
it
gives him a voice,
it
makes
sense. Yeah, because
people already can't stand him, so, like, if you... if you have a voice, like if you're like, or if you're political,
you realize the people who can't stand Macklemore are people like that, either in the industry or people who understand music. He's like music. Consumers don't give a fuck about that shit.
Yeah, to be honest,
it wouldn't matter. People, you have people like Taylor Swift who stand for fucking nothing, except that like feminism when it suits her. I don't know. I really shouldn't comment on feminism. But, like, I feel like Taylor Swift is weird, no, just in general. Taylor Swift, so, yeah. Man. So I don't know, but like, Macklemore could easily like not stand for gay rights or racism or like white prejudice.
I still feel like he does it for the points.
I don't think he does.
It just doesn't come off as genuine.
No, but like.
I think he's trying to educate white people about a lot of bullshit. I think the white privilege one,
that one was like, it was the easy move to make after like the year, was it 2014 where he took out, he won all the awards and then
nobody came for text. And like every year, stupid ass, get the fuck out.
Like that was the corniest thing ever.
He saw
the text was corny.
But then that's who he is. So corny. Like get out of here.
I think he can rap though.
I'm sure.
I think he can rap. Still Short was a really fun song, so I don't know.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, man,
that
was anything. Dude,
the only girl who's like, okay, so Bon Iver won Best New Artist 2012, and the nominees were J. Cole, Nicki, Skrillex, and the band Perry. So a few of them are bigger than him.
But Bon Iver is dope, though.
Yeah, Bon Iver is fire. He's annoying, though. Esperanza
Spalding, yeah, I remember her winning.
She won, and the nominees were Mumford and Sons. Yeah. Fuck. Keep Justin going. Bieber, France and the Machine, what the fuck, and Drake.
Wow,
that's crazy.
Adele won and she beat Duffy, the Jonas Brothers. Oh,
you know Adele is the only person who's won all four like of the big four.
That's crazy.
There are only two people who have. Adele is the second person.
Amy won in 2012.
Some guy in the '80s. Forgot his name. I now Wikipedia'd him and he was Beck. Like, you know, it wasn't Beck. He's a random guy, maybe Greg Cross or something like that. He's like a pop star from like the 1980s.
The 80s. It was Tracy Chapman.
Who was it that Kanye lost to? It was some country babe that if you say the name, you will remember.
Oh, Lady something.
No, it wasn't Lady Antebellum.
So who was it?
I've forgotten. Dun. That was like the first time he threw it. He threw like.
I'm surprised.
He threw his dummy out over an award.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I'm surprised Tears for Fears didn't win a Grammy. I think Kanye lost to. Let me see. He was nominated for Best New Artist.
I think 2004.
Maroon 5. He lost to Maroon 5.
Did he lose to Maroon 5?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
Okay, so I'm mixing it up.
Fair enough.
I mean, Maroon 5 is fair.
Mm-hmm.
Is what?
Like, him losing to Maroon 5 is not as, like.
Yeah,
outrageous as
and at that time as well.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me, "Go make yourself some friends, or you'll be lonely." Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger, pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker.
We're moving on to the next category, so.
Yeah. Best pop vocal album. The nominees are 25 by Adele.
Wish we had drum rolls.
It's not pop.
Oh, ooh.
shut that the fuck down.
Okay, Purpose by Justin Bieber.
Ew.
Dangerous Woman by Ariana Grande.
That was dope.
That was a good album.
Confident by Demi Lovato.
Oh, I love that album.
This is Acting by Sia.
Sia.
You know what?
It's
going to be Adele that wins. And I didn't listen to Sia's album, but from what I know, that was a pretty good album.
Fucking fantastic.
So probably between Adele and Sia. But I'm going to go with Adele.
Yeah.
Okay. Best Urban Contemporary Album.
Gallant!
Lemonade by Beyonce.
Gallant.
Ology by Gallant.
Gallant.
Sweet
We
boy.
Are King by King.
Fuck that.
Malibu by Anderson Paak.
Oh.
Auntie by Rihanna.
Oh.
How the fuck have they put all of this? That's so stressful.
We're going up against Auntie.
Auntie and Beyonce.
Auntie, Beyonce, Anderson. Oh. That's really hard.
That's my boy.
Because
I think, that's
you
like
guys
Beyonce
know,
Rihanna,
if you
Beyonce.
Listen to our other podcasts, you guys know I'm not really... I don't really care too much for Rihanna, but that Anti album was
really good. I actually think she got snubbed in like the big ones. Like I think she should have had more nominations.
Yeah, she should.
There's a lot of songs in that album.
Anti. Oh, yeah, Anti was a really good album.
Recently. I didn't really listen to it, but like,
this is the first time I've liked.
Yeah,
pop album
finishes
and it was in lots, like more than like 15 songs.
Yeah. I'm actually really happy for Rihanna. But can you pass okay, so what's your prediction? Because
I'm going Beyonce.
I'm stuck. Beyonce. Timmy
Tyler. I really wish Gallant could win it because Gallant's
too.
Album was like one of my best from last year.
I hope Gallant's album was really good. I hope he comes to.
The problem is I like all of them in that minus King. Who's that? Kings, whatever.
We are Kings.
Whoever they are. Mm. But all the other albums, like I listened to all of them. They were all on replay. So I don't know. I'm stuck.
Best pop duo / group performance. Closer, The Chainsmokers featuring Halsey.
That was actually amazing.
7 Years, Lucas Graham. Work, Rihanna, Drake. Cheap Thrill, Sia, Sean Paul.
No.
Stressed Out, 21 Pilots, Culture Vulture, Snarky Puppy. I think that's going to be 7 Years or Work, but I think 7 Years.
Oh, fuck's sake, man.
Hey, quick intermission. When this podcast is done, I'm going to play everyone here K-pop for like at least an hour. So, you know, let's get back to this.
What was the first song again?
Closer, Chainsmokers.
I really like Closer. Like, I love that song.
No, I think it's going to be 7 Years.
I know, but I'm just saying Closer
once
was a really
good.
Once I was
7 years out.
Oh,
I
work.
Right song.
Work.
So 7 years out.
Work was a good song, but the first time I listened to that song, I didn't like it. I was like,
you know what? Like you guys should keep thanking God for. You know that song was supposed to go to Alicia Keys.
Is a lie.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm not joking.
Shut the front door.
Ew.
Like imagine.
She's like
the way she would have sang it would have been I don't know, it would have been very different. But Party Next Door, I think she got offered that track before Rihanna, I think.
That's dope.
Wait, pause. As in with the ad libs and everything, like she was going to
I don't know how she might have cut it differently, but the song was written
by
Party Next Door, but and it was offered to Alicia Keys first.
Zero. God for, we just want to thank God Almighty for finding it.
We don't want her.
We don't, but she can't do that song.
Well, I don't fuck with her.
You don't think? I think she hasn't aged well, because if you think about like 10 years ago,
her music,
because like Alicia Keys was one of
her music was slowly corny.
It wasn't. She had some really.
No,
good
I think
songs.
It was good R&B.
It was really good R&B.
It was low key corny.
It wasn't corny.
I mean, how can the guitar was corny?
No, I mean, the songs like You Don't Know My Name around that time, those are good songs. But then the songs like Karma. Karma is a corny song. What goes? That was a terrible song.
It feels like.
Okay.
I love that song.
I know this one is going to get you guys excited.
You Don't Know My Name.
That's a good song.
Best R&B performance.
Turning
Me Up, BJ the
Well, that song,
okay, I did was here. And
Permission, Roe James.
Oh shit, okay, if he's all to hear that song.
I Do Music, Soul Child.
Are you bluffing? These are all my favorites. Wait, let
Needed
me.
Needed Me, Rihanna.
Okay,
Cranes in the Sky, Solange.
Oh,
yeah, I think Cranes in the Sky.
No, that was actually so annoying. I hate that.
Yeah, I think the Cranes in the Sky.
I actually hate it.
Best R&B performance. I think that's going to be Cranes in the Sky.
It's going to be Cranes in the Sky. Oh, but I love Permission. I love I Do. Oh, man.
I also like
Turning Me Up or whatever. The name of the song. Actually, that whole BJ the Chicago Kid album, mad.
Can we move to the next one?
Yeah, we can.
Best R&B song.
Oh, fuck's sake, I feel like I'm just going to be screaming all over this. Anyway,
Come See Me, Party Next Door, and Drake.
I can't do it.
Exchange, Rice and Tiller. Fuck Rice and Tiller.
Fuck you. What? Fuck Rice and Tiller.
Kiss It Better, Rihanna.
That was a sweet.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was a sweet song.
Love, Tory Lanez. Fuck Tory Lanez.
Nah.
And Lake by the Ocean, Hot David and Muse.
What? Lake
Actually,
by
Maxwell.
The Ocean.
Maxwell.
Maxwell.
Those are the songwriters. Like,
oh.
Maxwell.
Maxwell
Max.
Is.
Maxwell.
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 Maxwelly, as you guys would say. No, Maxwell, that song, Lake by the Ocean, is a beautiful song. But I'm going to go with.
Kiss Me Better.
Yeah, Kiss Me Better.
How does it feel?
That's D'Angelo, though.
When did that song come out? That's one of the best songs I've ever
seen. Yeah, it is.
Low-key, man, even the video was mad creepy, man.
Yeah,
like, it was. Like, it's so creepy. It's not creepy, he's just topless.
Just, man, that was naked, like.
He's pretty much naked because the camera goes all the way. Yeah, yeah, you can see the
midriff.
Oh,
wet ass midriff.
D'Angelo is a beautiful man. Carved by the gods. Yeah, in, well, in that video, anyway. I don't know about 2017.
How they get fat like that? I was saying, like, you see yourself getting fat.
Because D'Angelo used to be like, he was like, the one, I'm scared of having girls loved him so much because, like, he was like, buff then, really, and he was like, I am big God and thing, everything.
Like, I thought it was like when you get pregnant.
No, no, it's like what happened? You don't have to have to. Yeah, okay.
He had mental issues.
He did. Mm-hmm. He had a mental breakdown. Mm-hmm. Shit, fair enough.
I'm not sure, but he looks like
Eddie. You're actually so annoying with spreading false.
Oh God, this guy is killing me. I'll look into it, alright.
Please look into it and tell us.
This is like one day I was watching a Julia Roberts movie and I was like, did she ever have a coke problem? Because her nose just looked off to me. And I convinced myself she actually had a coke problem. But
she probably never did.
She didn't. I mean, according to Wikipedia.
Like the female Tom Hanks, she's Hollywood royalty.
That's what I was going to say, man. Yeah. Julia Roberts, man. Yeah.
There was one point in time when she was the richest, but not anymore.
She just wanted
anybody checking
for her. No, she's good. She's good.
Pretty woman, you know.
The thing is, Jessica, what's her name? Jennifer Lawrence.
Is now the highest paid. But the richest.
And Jennifer Lawrence is young, so she's going to have like a crazy run.
Yeah, from our business, that's worth $1 billion.
Wow.
Mental.
It's a lifestyle thing, right?
Fair enough.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag. Swag.
So yeah, the rap ones, the rap awards. So first one, best rap performance.
You didn't even say, and the fun nominees are.
What's the fun fact you wanted to?
Max from Mad Max is Jewish. Tom Hardy's character in Mad Max is Jewish. So yeah, do with that what you
know. How did you find that out?
Because he's weird.
Okay. Best rap performance. The nominees are.
Go on.
No Problem, Chance the Rapper featuring Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz.
Okay.
Panda, Designer.
Ooh.
Pop Star, Drake featuring The Throne.
Mm-hmm.
All the Way Up, Fat Joe and Remy Ma featuring French Montana and Infrared. Schoolboy Q featuring Kanye West.
I
mean,
Schoolboy Q is a win, man. Forget that.
That would be so mad. That would be really good.
So, which one do you guys think?
Schoolboy.
No.
No.
No pop star.
It is.
I think
Panda. No, no, the thing is, I would like Schoolboy to win, but probably, fair enough. Panda or.
You know, pop star, that's the type of thing that wins in this category just because of, like, the people there.
Pop star is actual. And it was fire. It was pop star was fucking dope. The one with the throne.
Like that Jay-Z.
I don't know why we didn't hear it after the album.
Do you know they changed it? That's when Kanye was ranting about Jay-Z now.
Yeah.
Like, did you remember he said that, like,
basically... For you guys now, No Problem is a really good song as well.
What was I saying?
Yeah, that's
when that happened, apparently Jay-Z said he didn't want to be on the song because of the Drake and Meek Mill thing. Because, you know, Roc Nation managed Meek Mill, I think.
Yeah.
And Kanye was like, you know what, like, I'll call everyone, we'll sort this thing out, like, let's give these people the song. But I think Jay-Z still just didn't agree, that type of thing. So in the end, the album version is actually just Drake.
Yeah.
Sad.
It is sad.
I think No Problem will actually be a solid winner.
Yeah.
But it's the type of thing that it could lose. Like, it wouldn't be surprising if Pop Star.
But I feel like the... Chance is getting a lot of love, or should get lots of love this Grammy season. He might just end up being the golden child at the end of the day. So,
the whole machinery is like when you think Drake, that's Universal, like The Throne, that's just Def Jam, Roc Nation.
Fair enough, but I still won't be surprised if Chance takes it.
Best rap song performance. Freedom, Beyonce featuring Kendrick Lamar.
That was actually a really good
Hotline Bling, Drake. Broccoli, Dram featuring Lil Yachty. Ultralight Beam, Kanye West featuring Chance the Rapper, Kelly Price, Kirk Franklin, and The
That was
Dream.
Actually a good performance as well.
Likes Lil Yachty, yeah,
not me. No. Famous, Kanye West featuring Rihanna. So if you guys had to pick
his performance,
best rap song performance.
The first one again, sorry. What was
Freedom, song? Beyonce, Kendrick.
I think I'll go with Freedom, Beyonce.
You didn't, what are the other nominees?
Drake. Broccoli. Drake is an Ultralight Beam, but I'm saying I remember.
There's Ultralight Beam, there's Famous, there's Hotline Bling.
And I don't care for the Hotline Bling.
TMC, what do you think?
I'd probably give it to.
I'll go Ultralight Beam.
I'd go Hotline Bling.
Ultralight Beam.
I go Hotline Bling.
Yeah, I'll go Hotline Bling.
Pop Up Pill is more, you know. But although, like okay, so the is it the Academy that listens to the Grammy stuff? Are they the Academy?
Yeah, it's the Academy.
Wait. So you're talking about like the actual performances that they did? Well, like
what
do
you think will win? Like just
they mean
best
the
rap
the song
like,
they
performance.
Perform, you know, they performed the song to record the song. So
okay.
Yeah, I probably give it to.
Okay, then. Okay, yes.
Ultralight
Bling.
Yeah, Ultralight
Bling. No.
Can we just make a song for Ultralight Bling? Can we do that?
No. No, we can't. But yeah, okay, so Ultralight Beam.
Although Freedom was really fire.
That's
like Freedom
saying,
was my best track on that Beyonce album.
No, the Kendrick performance, the BC one.
Yeah.
That was what I'm thinking about. Like in my
even
head,
just like
I
the intensity of Kendrick's verse,
yeah.
Just blaze on the beats.
Yeah.
Like everything is like
Freedom
really
was
fire.
It's mad.
But yeah, I think I'll go Ultralight Beam. I think
it's between,
what Ultralight Beam meant.
I'm moving between Ultralight Beam
it
and...
meant, like, it was just like a fire gospel-ish band.
We
like, it was like...
Ultralight Beam. This is a God dream.
I'm looking I'm looking for an Ultralight
Beam.
Beam Hotline Bling cover.
Well, like mashup?
Yeah.
Oh, God forbid. If you find it, don't show it to
us. I doubt anyone else does that.
You used to call me on.
Oh yeah, I mean just if case in, but I mean to be honest, Ultralight Beam to like Chance's verse is really something, and I guess like with all the love Chance is getting,
yeah.
It will make
boy.
Sense.
I hope so, yeah.
So Dara, you think Ultralight Beam,
that
TMT,
grand, yeah,
you said Ultralight Beam,
yeah.
Fakeova, you said.
I said Freedom, but I also like Ultralight Beam as a possible.
You are not Ultralight Beam.
This is a God dream.
Okay, best rap song, All the Way Up, Fat Joe, Remy Ma, French Montana and Infrared, Famous, Kanye West and Rihanna, Chance on the writing credits, Hotline Bling, Drizzy Drake, No Problem, Chance the Rapper featuring Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz, Ultralight Beam, Kanye West featuring Chance the Rapper, Kelly Price, Kirk Franklin and The Dream.
Wow, so what? Yeah. So Chance is there like 3 times, basically.
He's there twice, but he wrote one on Famous.
So he could take Grammys for any one of them. So I'm not even mad.
Yeah.
What do you think? Shot. Or which one do you think?
Best rap song, man. I like No Problem.
I really like No Problem.
No Hotline Bling too could win it, but I feel like Hotline Bling is like 2 years old. Like it shouldn't really be this conversation.
Yeah, and it's really
what's
annoying.
Hotline Bling.
Annoying ass song.
That song is gorgeous.
It is annoying.
It's actually gorgeous. Yeah, you'll go over play. But it's actually gorgeous.
Exactly, go over play. That's why I'm kind of sick of it.
I'm sick of it.
Call me on my cell phone.
Ain't that when you need my love?
Song to enjoy. Yeah.
Call me on my cell phone.
And the video
yeah,
was iconic.
Yeah. I mean, the video was so shit, it was good.
I don't want to hurt my bling.
That could only mean one thing. Tim, so why have you stopped like Hotline Blinging me? Why'd you stop?
He's got new bitches.
Yeah,
I can only do one
thing.
Know?
One thing at a time. Fair enough,
yeah.
To be honest.
So yeah, what are we going with? For best rap song.
I'm going to go with No Problem.
I feel...
The one with Chance. I mean, I don't even know. Yeah.
To be honest, looking at it, I don't think it's Famous.
Nope.
I don't think it's All the Way Up.
No, it's definitely not All the Way Up. But I'm really happy for them that they even got the Grammy. nomination.
Yeah. That's, I'm I don't really know. Is he Ultralight Beam? Well. I don't know if Ultralight Beam is best rap performance.
I still think it's No Problem.
I think I'll go No Problem. Or Hotline Bling. I'll go Hotline Bling.
There will be some dreaded niggas.
I just hate Drake, man. I just dislike him.
You don't want no problem with me.
TMT, who?
Hey.
You don't want no problem with me. Petey Pablo, take my shirt off, wave around my hair like a helicopter. That's one of the best lines I've ever heard in my life. In his life.
Just in case you didn't hear it the first three times.
This little life of mine. Like, dude,
So, we're going with No Problem?
No. I pick, you know.
What?
The first one you
said. Okay, anyway, don't...
What did he say?
He's No Problem. Continue.
And finally, best rap album. Coloring Book, Chance the Rapper. And the anonymous Nobody De La Soul, Major Key, DJ Khaled, Views, Drake, Blankface LP, Schoolboy Q, The Life of Pablo Kanye West.
I just like Schoolboy.
I'm so glad he's getting nominations
for his
first album.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But I mean, even like his first album, he actually got nominations too. Like, he got. He got like rap nominations.
Was it Setbacks?
Yes, that's some pretty dope album.
I think it was On Oxymoron, and he got like.
That's my first album.
Okay, man. Yeah.
Schoolboy Q is dope, look.
So yeah, what are you guys going for best rap album?
I mean, I don't think you have to ask me, to be honest. You already know what I'm going to say.
So you think the Chance album was the best of all these albums?
For me, it's for me.
That shit got me through some stuff.
Man. Yeah,
what, the Chance
really,
album?
Yeah, it really did. It came at the right time for me. I don't know about right.
Law school, that way.
Yeah, bro. Right, exams. Just right before exams, literally.
So you guys would think Chance would take that over Views?
Oh, yeah,
I'm trying to make you think about it, not just because I'm trying to think about it.
There's no emotion because I like Drake just as much. I just didn't connect with Views. I also like Kanye West. I mean, didn't really connect with Life of Pablo like that. After like two listens, I was fine with not hearing the album again. But I couldn't do without Chance's album. That's me. Thank you.
TMC, what do you pick?
Coloring
Book.
Yeah.
Easily.
Cute.
I'm reading Batman comics at the same time.
You're so annoying.
Such a fucking nerd, dude.
Focus with us, Timtel. Be here.
It's a limited edition. I won't be online for a while. It's essentially what happens is Ra's al Ghul. He kidnaps his daughter's son. Son dies, so like Batman is like, see, then 60 years later, he recruits his daughter.
60 years?
Yeah, because they don't die. Lazarus pits and everything.
Okay.
So like 60 years later, he comes back. He's like, yo, can you help me kill Batman? It's like, fuck you. That's where I am so far, man.
I'm going to go with Life of Pablo just because all of you said Coloring
Book. Oh, you said Life of Pablo?
Yeah,
I said it last. Yeezy.
Fuck, you said Life of Pablo.
Yeah,
no, fuck, that's wrong. No. That album is weak as shit. I don't know how you don't say it. I know you like Kanye, but surely you see that that's it.
I think it's his worst album.
Yeah, I love Drake and I don't like Views.
No, I don't like Views either.
Yeah.
No, I don't like Life of Pablo. Like, I don't. I mean, I like some songs, but I don't
like some body songs. Work.
It's too long.
It's weak and long.
I can't even remember any songs of Life of Pablo. Think about it.
I don't even really like.
But like, anytime I think about music, it's just the vibes that you felt when you listened to.
Yeah, thank you.
So like, for Coloring Book, man.
No, I mean, in terms of vibes, off Life of Pablo, Father Stretch My Hands.
Yo! yo!
Everyone's stretching their hands.
That got me through some hard times. Just that.
Two minutes.
Over and over again.
On replay, man.
To be honest, I think on hard facts, I mean, Major Key doesn't deserve anything. Like, Major Key's only there because Khalid was hot last year.
Yep.
And
you said it.
I think it's Coloring Book. I think Coloring Book is the best piece of work. But I won't be surprised if Drake wins just cause, like, because he did massive numbers and
fair enough. But we're tired of Drake and his antics, so they should do better in 2017.
And I really don't want Drake to succeed with this album. Because I feel like that validates the weakness of it.
Yeah. I feel you. I think he should step up his game a bit, and then go back, go in the drawing board with Fosse and come back with something fire.
Yeah, come up with something hot. Like, no stupid features with people, man. Just...
Do you think if Drake gave us an album with no features that, like, that it would...
The thing is, he has the layers to do. Like, he could actually do it because he can actually sing and he can rap, so... Doesn't he get anyone in the hook? He can do it himself. So, like, he can actually do it.
Yeah, but would it be a good album?
Depends.
Okay.
Like, features, like, I don't know. Do features... I mean, they matter.
All his songs that are big now, aren't they all the ones with them features?
Like, he is featured on them, is that right?
No.
I'm fake saying love, that Fake Love and Controller are the only two that... But every other song that was big this year, you had somebody else on it.
Like what?
Work, One Dance.
Yeah, One Drink, One Work. It was a feature. He was featured at it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I don't know. It's been a while since it's just been him. Shop. But anyway, fair enough. Fake Love, yeah.
So I guess.
How about only 21 Savage?
What 21 Savage to be nominated? Sneaking.
Sneak.
So yeah, you guys watch the Grammys on Sunday. James Corden is hosting. Chance is performing. I think Beyonce is performing.
Probably sleeping.
I will also be watching the Grammys.
We will all be watching the Grammys. And we'll see if we got...
I'll be on Twitter.
If our predictions are right. Even though some of them...
Kind of iffy.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually interested to watch
the Grammys.
Because we've tried.
We've tried to guess, so hopefully. I honestly don't want to be annoyed. Yeah, we might just get surprised that every person we think.
Because, like, I mean, there are reasons not to watch. I mean, imagine Taylor Swift
imagine if DJ Khaled actually wins.
No, he can't win it.
What?
Taylor Swift is the only woman, or probably the only person who's won Album of the Year twice. And, like, that's already, like, enough reason not to fucking fuck with this institution again.
Yeah, fair enough. But she's not nominated for anything, is she?
Nah, she didn't drop anything last year.
That's good. She should just stay in that space. We don't need her for a while. We good. But yeah. Everyone, watch the Grammys.
Yeah. And have a wonderful week.
Yeah, have a wonderful week. And next week we'll be back to the
regular. I mean, now we've given you... We gave them two episodes this week.
Yeah. So we're back to the regular...
February special.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we're gonna do a Valentine's Day special episode talking about love.
I don't know if that's actually... Is that actually gonna happen?
That's going to happen. I feel like it should happen.
My sit down out. I don't give a fuck about Valentine's Day.
I don't know. Why are you hating?
Spread love.
It doesn't
have to be romantic love.
Spread love every day, man.
You actually don't.
Do you guys wear red on Valentine's Day? Are you guys calling it like that?
Do what?
Wear red.
No, of course not.
Oh, don't such worry. A corny nigga move.
But I am waiting for my flowers from Timmy Zaya on Valentine's Day.
Of course, I got you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you.
Bye, people.
Bye.
Bye.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name, you think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like